Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Stock Market Today. It's Allie Quorum and Ed Carson here with a look at the action for Tuesday, March 19th, where we're seeing some resiliency heading into the Fed meeting wrap up and headlines come tomorrow, Ed.
That's right. A lot of news tomorrow, but today at least we close near session highs. I want to take a look at three stocks: Woodward, Arista Networks, and Synopsys.
Okay, let's get to those three stocks. But first, let's take a look at the major indexes. The NASDAQ today reversing higher, up about 0.4%, while the S&P 500 too reversed higher, an outside day here, up almost 0.6%. The Dow up 0.8% by session's close, and the Russell 2000 also finishing in the green here today, up about 0.5%. So nice to see some positive closes here, Ed, after the NASDAQ, which we're looking at, came down to test that 21-day line once again.
Yeah, it was nice to see the indexes sort of strengthen a little bit, just, you know, and nice to see some leading stocks strengthen. That might have even been better because the NASDAQ, okay, even at the lows, all right, it really wasn't that big of a deal.
Right.
And we've sort of been trading flat around here. The positive, there's been some stocks that have been forming bases. You know, the 50-day line is finally catching up a little bit. So we could be, you know, there's some leaders that are setting up. So we could be at a turning point. On the other hand, we've got the Fed meeting coming up and, you know, a lot of stocks that are sort of trying to bounce off of key levels where they could tumble right back below them if we don't get what we, you know, don't hear something positive on Wednesday. So definitely in time to be paying attention, you know, want to be really, you know, folk getting your watch list ready, getting your exit strategies ready.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we always say that, but I think this is a really important time because we could be ready for another leg up or maybe a bigger drop down here.
Yeah. And Ed, when we do have a lot of these Fed days, there can be volatility and the, you know, first reaction may not be the ultimate reaction. So how do you balance taking action with letting things play out, letting the dust settle a little bit, just due to the increased volatility that we tend to see on these kinds of days?
Yeah, it does seem like nowadays, like, okay, the Fed meeting, that'll, you know, we'll get the dot plot and we'll get some idea about what the Fed is looking at. But it feels like maybe after Fed Chief Powell speaks for a while, and often there's a moment in the speech where it's like he says a line. It's like, okay, now the market's going to take a cue. That doesn't mean it's going to stay, but that it seems like you want to wait a little while into Powell's speech. And there's still, you have to remember, yeah, as you're saying, there's a lot of volatility. It can continue the next day. We might move in one direction tomorrow afternoon, really only have about an hour after Powell starts really getting to the meat of it. So there's often a second day reaction. So yeah, you can take some, you know, when that happens, you might take some action, but you have to just know that it can reverse on you again.
Yeah. And keep a close watch on those key levels, not only on the indexes, but stocks you own, and, you know, get some perspective on the weekly charts to help guide those decisions. Okay. Let's now take a look at ZeroTNX, because if we're going to be talking about the potential for upcoming rate cuts, this is definitely something that folks are going to be keeping a close watch on.
Yeah, and that's definitely been trending higher for several months. Yeah, it pulled back a little bit today, but it's right at 2024 highs. And, you know, the Fed is right now, the markets are right around 50-50, maybe a little bit above for three rate cuts, but got the Fed meeting tomorrow and a whole lot of reports before then. But yeah, definitely watching this closely.
Okay. And some sectors that we like checking in on: software and chips. So we'll look at two ETFs representing those groups. IGV representing software, an upside outside day reversal here for IGV, up 0.7%. So still holding within a base here, right around the 50-day line. And as you said, Ed, I mean, we're at a critical juncture. We could either see some buying opportunities or some sell signals with how things shake out the next couple of days potentially.
Yeah, and there's definitely some names in this ETF that look a lot like this. So yeah, we could see some nice moves or some real catalyst to the downside too.
Yeah. Okay. And SMH, we've been keeping a close eye on the chips too, and a lot of this does mirror Nvidia's action to an extent. One of the heavier weightings here in SMH, but we are seeing some support for now, Ed, at the 21-day line here after a pretty big ascent.
Yeah, this, you know, it was getting pretty extended and Nvidia was getting very extended. So them pulling back to the 21-day line or something like it, this is probably really what you wanted to see. And it's not been that, it hasn't been that fierce other than that one big outside day near the top. But yeah, this is, if they could consolidate, you know, gradually pull back to the 50-day line or form a new base, a lot of chip names, I think that would be, I think that'd be quite positive.
I think it would too. Okay, let's take a look at WWD. This is our stock market, stock of the day, I should say. But WWED, what would Ed do with WWD?
Yeah, this is acting quite well. I mean, it's like it tried to break out around earnings last time. It sort of pulled back, but you know, the market has sort of moved sideways quite a bit since then. So the relative strength line hasn't taken too big of a hit. It's right near a flat base buy point, you know, sort of been nudging up. It's nice actually that it paused, because this is one that seems to have been finding support at the 50-day line, 10-week line, and then sort of coming back. This one, you know, not a bad space. It, like it, components for the aerospace, defense, and energy sectors, those are sectors that are doing pretty well. So, you know, this is nice action. The group is doing pretty well. And, you know, so I think that'd be great if it consolidated a little bit longer, let the 50-day line catch up a little more, but definitely could be actionable if it clears the top here.
Mm-hmm. And recent earnings growth has been notable. So you can see that in the quarterly numbers or percentages down below, but also in this earnings line, Ed.
Yeah, that's really been moving up very nicely. And, you know, it hasn't really grabbed a ton of that, you know, some of that. So it doesn't feel like it's a super inflated company here. A lot of strong growth seen in the next couple of years. So a lot to like about this name.
Okay. And let's follow up on ANET. This is Arista Networks. We'll take a closer look at the daily chart, because we saw some encouraging action on Monday with a gain of 4.2%. And then early on in the day today, it was down what, over 5%, Ed? And so to see it come back and close down just 0.8%, that is good to see. Especially for a stock that's in my portfolio. I have to disclose that I do own this.
So I like seeing that. Absolutely. And this was right. And yesterday was right before NVIDIA. This is an AI play. And so I'd have to watch out for how that was going to go. But the AI plays generally rebounded today. This is one where, you know, yeah, it's right below a buy point, but look on a weekly, even at the lows, wasn't that bad. I mean, we're not saying that, oh, I'm happy about that kind of situation, but it was right to the 10-week line. Now, of course, it looks great. I mean, because it bounced positive, so it's up for the week. But even at the lows, wasn't looking that bad. This is definitely one that you could be, you know, looking on the weekly chart to say, well, do I want to stick around here or not? And there really wasn't flashing sell signals at that time.
Okay. Another setup we'll continue to watch. And then last but not least, SNPS. This is Synopsys in the Computer Software Design Group, turning it up today, up 4.3% in some above average volume, clearing a trend line entry.
Yeah, trend line entry sort of continuing to bounce from the 50-day, 10-week line. Nice volume today. You know, the first high volume day since the earnings, really. So even though it was a massive volume, it was still nice to see that shift. So this is a chip design, electronics design firm. It's in the SMH and IGV, along with its peer CDNS, which looks a lot like it. So if you want to tell me you like Cadence Design more, there's an argument to that as well. Both of these looking strong. Was actionable today. You know, there's the Fed meeting that just makes that so, you know, risky. And Broadcom has an AI, it has an AI investor day type situation tomorrow morning. And Microsoft has an AI event. They're not as important probably as NVIDIA, but when you combine the Fed and these other things, that's just something to note. You know, how much do you want to be buying stuff right before these things, especially if you're an AI play? Synopsys is just, and it's a long-term leader. I don't know if this is really a place to buy it as a long-term leader, especially at this point, but it has a great record of outperformance, you know, stable, strong earnings, and just a really good record of, you know, relative strength performance, you know, over the years, just on and on and on it goes. That's just tremendous. You stick that in the bank and it really accumulates.
Yeah. Very impressive long-term performance there. All right, Ed, thank you so much for walking us through all of that today. And I know a lot more come tomorrow, starting with IABDLiveInvestors.com/IABDLive. Hope everyone tunes into that starting 10 minutes before the opening bell. We'll see you there. And then we'll also see you back here tomorrow after the close.
This show is for informational and educational purposes only, and nothing should be construed as a recommendation to buy, hold, or sell any securities. Any securities and investment strategies discussed may not be suitable for all investors. Make sure to consider consulting with your financial advisor before making investment decisions.